Could everybody be upstanding for the prayer, please?
Almighty God, we who gather together in council so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Please be seated.
Good evening and welcome to a special meeting of council this Wednesday, the 7th of July 2021. I welcome councillors, management and staff, as well as all the media and the public gallery who are present tonight. I also welcome those members of the public viewing the live stream online or watching this recording at a later time. Tonight's meeting is open to the public, subject to room density limits, in accordance with the Chief Health Officer's direction for Victorians to wear masks. All those present tonight will be wearing a mask unless a medical exemption has been provided. When addressing the meeting, the Speaker may choose to take off their mask in order to be clearly heard and understood. This meeting is being live streamed on Council's website. The audio and video recordings will be published on Council's website within 48 hours from the conclusion of the meeting. Thank you. Tonight we have present CEO Phil Shanahan, Acting Manager Corporate Administration Charmaine Challis, Councillor Mark Eckel, Councillor Stefano De Pieri, Councillor Ian Arney, General Manager Community Martin Horson, Media Officer Ben Piscineri, General Manager Corporate Chris Parham, Councillor Liam Wood, Councillor Jodie Reynolds is an apology, and I'll note that when I get to that in the agenda, Councillor Cindy Power, Councillor Glenn Milne, and Deputy Mayor Councillor Helen Healy. So we'll just notify that we have an apology from Councillor Jodie Reynolds. We will now move to item five, which is management reports. With an item at 5.1, Councillor Wood.
I would like to put forward a motion.
Could you please read out the motion, Councillor Wood?
That Council note the majority of submissions received about naming the area currently referred to as Mildura South Regional Sporting Precinct strongly favoured the name Mildura Sporting Precinct. Two, that Council endorse a decision to name the precinct Mildura Sporting Precinct and consent to advertising the name for a period of 30 days in accordance with the naming rules for places in Victorian guidelines. Delegate authority to the Chief Executive Officer to review and respond to any submission received at the conclusion of the 30-day advertising period, and, subject to the assessment of any submissions, delegate authority to the Chief Executive Officer to lodge the naming proposal with the Office of Geographic Names Victoria. Three, that Council reiterate its commitment to providing its community with further opportunity to celebrate Indigenous history and culture through initiatives such as the naming of important community facilities and co-naming local places with their Aboriginal counterpart. Four, that Council immediately commence the preparation of a cultural strategy which will enable our community to participate in building a deep understanding of what Mildura was, is and will become, and will bind together our unique Indigenous, settler, creative and multicultural heritage.
Clearly happy to move that, Councillor.
Yes.
Wood, do I have a seconder? Councillor De Pieri.
Question,
Councillor Milne.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. In regard to part four, the Council immediately commenced the preparation of a cultural strategy. Is there a budget for the cultural strategy, and has that been put into our budget, given that I raised the issue of carbon growing at the last Council meeting, and it had to come back to a forum and be looked at to be put into a budget, money to be found for it. So I'm just wondering how we can do that straight away.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Councillor Milne. General Manager Horson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's no current budget for this initiative, which would have to be scoped out. Typically, in these instances, it would be subject to budget review in the first quarter, and that's how we deal with matters that weren't in the budget. But I'd refer to our GM Corporate to clarify if that would be the case.
Thank you, Mr. Horson.
Through the Mayor, yes, I concur with General Manager Hawson that we would review that at the first quarter budget review.
So, another question from that. So, it can't happen immediately, but it can be put into train because it has to be budgeted and go through the process.
I believe that's how I've taken the answer, Councillor Milne, and I think it's not an unusual process, but it's a very good question, and it will just be dealt with when the time comes, with the scrutiny that we put into it usually.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Would anybody like to object to the motion? I will now ask councillors to speak to the motion if they choose to. Councillor Wood.
We, as elected representatives of the Mildura Rural City Council community, must remember at times that we need to echo their voices and opinions. The support for the name Mildura Sporting Precinct through community consultation was very strong, and the council motion to endorse that the name reflects this. Many of the initial names put forward by members of the public were not eligible due to many rules and regulations out of our control, most notably South Mildura Sporting Precinct due to the Office of Geographic Names. On other occasions, we as councillors have a moral obligation to choose the path which we think is right for the community. This can sometimes not be easy. The commitment to investigate our Indigenous history and culture is very important to this council, and furthermore to address whatever we uncover. This motion does this. Lastly, I'd like to thank all the community members who put their thoughts and ideas forward through the naming rights process. It is imperative that the council gets as much feedback from the community at all times on any subject. It is equally as important that the community is heard. I implore all members of the community to continue to be a part of the consultation process.
Thank you very much, Councillor Wood. Any other councillors would like to have a comment? Councillor Healy.
Thank you very much, Mayor Modica, and I thank the councillors for at least coming up with an alternative motion. Thank you, Councillor Wood, for that and all the work put into that. Whilst I have listened to particularly the Indigenous community about the naming of this precinct, I understand that when we go to consultation, no matter how many people put in a submission, we go with the majority. So I do urge us to, in future, look more deeply in how we consult with our community to get those numbers up higher than 287 out of 30,000 potential people. I also, though, really commend Clause 3, that we are going to look into initiatives such as naming of important community facilities and particularly co-naming local places with their Aboriginal counterpart. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. Are there any other councillors who... Councillor De Pieri? Yes, yep. Now.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I too support the motion. I must say that I do so with some reservation because I always lean on the side of the underdog, and clearly there was a strong number of people who favour at least an integrated approach where you would have had both Mildura and Mangrook. It would have been a very reasonable compromise, but we have to go with Vox Populi. I do so with, as I said, with always with an eye to the fact that minorities have to be sometimes defended even in the face of strong opposition or whatever the case might be. What I want to reflect on, however, the most important thing for me is as councillors, we always find ourselves in this predicament where we are asked to make decisions, big decisions in a particular way via these consultative processes or other methods, when in fact we should start our work way, way before we go to consultative processes. In other words, I commend the part 4 of the motion because it says commence the preparation, so begin a conversation about a general cultural strategy for the whole municipality of Mildura, because we lack context. We go out to the public, we ask them questions, and we do it outside of a context. So we just then get bogged down in the nitty-gritty, whereas what we need to do is start from a very way, 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 way back and explore all ways of bringing the community together around a shared plan that tells us who we are, who we want to be, and in which manner we want to continue growing into this century. And so we are going to pass it, I hope, with flying colours, but I want to focus on this thought. This work begins as of tomorrow, to change the way in which we do things, prepare plans that are not vacuous, that are not just boxes ticked for the compliance with the state government or ourselves or whatever, but that we do it properly and from the heart with a view of including everyone and do it in a way that it's shared by the entire community.
Thank you, Councillor De Pieri. Any other councillors? If there isn't any other councillors, I will now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you very much for that this evening. That is our only item. I'll quickly just go through the processes on the last page, though. We do not have any urgent business. So once again, thank you for beaming in tonight, everybody, and thank you for people coming to the Deakin Avenue building. And looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month for the monthly meeting. Thank you very much.